When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Valentine's Day may be a time of celebration for all those hopeless romantics out there. But to Kimberly Farver's Chris and Di Robinson, it's big business. The Robinsons have been growing tropical flowers for more than 10 years at their farm Oreo Orchards in Kununurra. And unlike the traditional English rose, which struggles in the hot and sticky climate of the north, they've found a niche market for their heliconia flowers, which are a popular favourite amongst locals for Valentine's Day.
Probably with these claw flowers, it's only in the hundreds that we're selling at the moment. Come Valentine's Day, then we'll get a fair boost for Valentine's Day and hopefully have enough left to regrow for Mother's Day in 2 or 3 months' time.
That's your other busy time of the year.
That's the next busy one. That's the next busy one. But the main ones are the heliconia family flowers, and they perform best in the wet season. Our climate here is a little bit harsh for them, so they're a bit more difficult to grow than perhaps they would be in a place like Darwin, but we seem to be able to sort of get around that a little bit, and we have some plans to improve that over the years. So
unlike a lot of crops, I guess, during the wet season up here, this is, you know, your product's time to shine, really.
Yeah, the heliconias in particular, they thrive over the wet season. So where they might go a little bit quiet in the dry season, this time of year they just thrive and they produce generally more than we can sell.
There's an array of beautiful colours. They're just gorgeous. We're just looking at one variety now. Can you, I guess, tell me a bit about what we're looking at right now?
Well, this is what we call a red claw. We've got in the claw flowers, which are part of the heliconia family, we've got about five different colours. All these plants are somewhat closely related to bananas, so some of them are a little bit difficult to get in across the border coming through quarantine and stuff, because some of them carry some of the same diseases that bananas do. But over the last 15 years, we've managed to get enough through to sort of have a fairly wide selection of plants available here in Kununurra. Most of them are fairly bold and big. The pink one is absolutely stunning. Unfortunately, we don't have quite enough of that, but we're bulking that one up. That's a fairly new addition to our collection, but that one's actually very stunning, and when it goes, people really favour that one. They go for it pretty quickly.
We're coming up to one of your busiest times of the year. We've got Valentine's Day. So what are the sort of favourite picks from the public when it comes to getting their loved one a beautiful bunch of tropical flowers?
Yeah, I suppose depends what the people's preferences are. We do sell an awful lot of the tropical flowers, but as well as that, we have some of the more traditional type flowers for people to grow. We do bring some flowers up for Valentine's Day from down south because people love their roses for Valentine's Day. We try not to sell too many roses because just in this hot climate, they just don't last. Yeah. We do prefer to sell the tropical flowers if we can. We'll have a full range available for Valentine's Day. Having the florist shop means we have to cater for all needs, yeah, and all markets. We can almost do anything for Valentine's Day.
I know some people like the traditional rose, but if you ask me, the tropical flower is something a bit more, you know, different and unique for a loved one. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and you can tell your partner that exactly, Courtney.
Hint, hint.
One of the differences, a lot of the southern flowers or the traditional flowers have a lot of scent, whereas there's not many of these tropical flowers that have a lot of scent, although we can mix them up with things like tuberoses and stuff, which are one of the strongest scented flowers, and we do have a few of those here as well.
They're a real statement piece, really, and you grow a lot of your other, you have a lot of your other plants here that you arrange at the florist with the stems here as well, don't you?
Yeah, we're able to sustain the floristry business basically from the farm if we have to. So when transport issues and that happen, or when roads get flooded, we're still able to maintain a business and keep on going.
And they're pretty impressive flowers, really, because you were just saying only a few months ago you had a storm come through and blow down a fair few of these stems here, and I mean they're already back up right above my head. I mean, not very tall, Chris, but they're a pretty impressive growing flower then.
Yeah, we had a storm come through, it must have been about October sometime, that totally flattened some of these varieties, and we chopped them all down, and I didn't think we'd have any stems available now, but sort of we're now up 3 months down the track, and we're back into full production, and means we're going to have more than enough for Valentine's Day.
Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.